Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things that He says to His people, speaking to them in the heart. He loves us and He cares about us all, and the Lord has great things to say. And if you want to really learn from Him, develop in the love of God. One of the best decisions I ever made after salvation, after being baptized in the Holy Spirit, was when I asked the Lord to teach me how to love His people. And when I asked Him to do that, I believe it touched His heart, because He began to teach me things that helped me develop learning how to love. And the love of God opened the door for me to receive His knowledge in a much greater way. I could learn things faster and retain it. I could learn faster and retain it. I covered more ground with the love of God than prayer and fasting ever did. I covered more ground receiving the knowledge of how to love people than all the other things I used to do to grow. I used to study the Word so I could have faith and gain understanding. But when I asked Him to teach me how to love His people, and with the intent to do it, and as I loved people and prayed for them and forgave them, it was so easy for God to share His knowledge with me. I had a great desire to do His will. Jesus was right when He talked about not letting your first love die away. That was the theme of what He said to the seven churches. And some people were stronger than others. Some churches were strong. He didn't even have to rebuke them. They were in the love of God. That was the theme. You know, they recognized people who are liars, who said they were apostles and they were not, and people who said they were Jews and they were not. See, some tares, they're in the kingdom. They're in the church. They're not of the they're there with the people of God, but they're not of the people of God. And goats, if you know anything about goats, they love to get to the highest precipice and be over the others. You know, they like the high ground. Tares are the same way. They want to be the leaders. And I've known this a long time, and the Lord helped me see it. I couldn't have learned this on my own, but people will not rise above their pastor unless they look to Jesus, the author and finisher of their faith. Most Christians, they look to the leaders, the pastors, whoever they respect. And whatever they say, they will agree with it. They swallow the bait, the hook, the whole thing. And I know that they are good pastors. When there are good pastors, people, and good pastors lead people to follow Jesus. And I've seen it. People who do that, the people are more stable in their thinking, in their ways. They stay married longer. They get less divorces in the congregation. They discipline their children. Their children finish what they begin. A lot of things happen, good things happen, when people follow the guidance of the Holy Spirit. They become pastors. They raise people to be duplicates of Jesus. But when people go out to foreign things of the world, the whole church will implode over time. I've seen a lot of good moves of God begin to form and then get squashed by poor leadership, untrained people, immaturity, and sometimes just not knowing how to fight Satan and resist him. We have to grow in two ways. We grow in the things of God, And we grow in our ability to resist evil. Some people are just trying to grow in God, but they're not growing a defense mechanism to take Satan out. Satan's coming. He's attracted to the light. He wants to put the light out. And he uses tares. And tares come in when people are lukewarm, sleeping, not paying attention, not praying, acting like everything's all right, but it's not. If you have a good marriage, I've seen it too many times, Satan is coming trying to destroy. Every child of God with a good marriage, they stay married, they maintain that good marriage because they resist the enemy. The living love of God gives you the wisdom for all this. With the love of God, you can see everything as it is. The Holy Spirit will guide you into all truth. You're more apt to pay attention to what he's saying and warning you about. And every time you get rid of a problem, you learn how to get rid of problems. You grow in integrity. You may not set out to learn things like that, but it's obvious. When you receive the Word of God and retain it, you can see better. You can understand better. You do everything better and better. And over time, you grow. But you don't just grow up, you grow roots. Some people fall because they don't have deep roots. The Word is not deep in their heart. They don't grow roots. And they don't learn to resist evil. We have to succeed in the things of God, and we have to succeed in warfare, spiritual warfare. And you can do this. It's easy. It's easier to win than lose. But when I talk to Christian people today, these days, very few people have appetite for the knowledge of love. You can talk about the blessings, you can talk about the end times, but when you talk about the love of God, people don't, they have something to do, they leave, they don't. That's the foundation. If you don't have that in place, some things are going to be lacking. It's a problem. People are used to tear talk. Tares don't ever talk about the love of God. Tares are pride-based. They use fear tactics. They have nothing to do with the living love of God. They're dead folk. My pastor said churches are closing every week. The problem started a long time ago, many years ago. People have become asleep in the light. The five foolish virgins let their lamp burn out of oil. They let the oil get away. They let the life of God get away from them. But the five wise virgins that Jesus talked about, they kept oil in their lamp, and they trimmed their lamp, and they maintained what they had, so they'll be ready when the master came, when the bridegroom came. And now he's coming, and many people's lamps are out. So that was a 50-50 ratio in the body of Christ. Half was wise and half was foolish. Then there's another ratio problem. There are four types of hearts. Three out of four failed. One out of four was able to bear fruit. And then half went lukewarm. And I'm saying these things because the Lord's been talking to me about how people, he said, you go by how people seem. I go by their hearts. You go by their appearance. He said that to me about 5 or 6 weeks ago. Now, I love everybody and I care about people, but he's trying to get a point over to me. This whole weekend, he's been teaching me about tares and people that are lukewarm. Tares, they never had allegiance to God, ever. Except for maybe when they were a child, but they never had them. They never got saved, even though they say they saved. They're not. And they represent, they love power. They're not like God. They say they're apostles and they're not. They say they're prophets and they're not. They say they're preachers and they're not. They say they're Christians and they're not. They say they're Jews and they're not. Tares. Satan folk. And then they enter the church when the church is in a sleep state. A lukewarm state. The enemy has reduced the people over time. He got people to lower their standards. See, a tear can't function in a room full of prayer warriors when the church is alive to God. They just can't do it. They don't have anything to bring to the table. They can't duplicate life. That was a problem in the days of the prophets. People would steal their words. They'll say they're prophets, they'll hang around, they'll steal their whatever they say, and then they'll go act like God told them. Well, tares act that way. They're radioactive. And I started paying attention to the Holy Spirit concerning the way he would do things. Some people, when I'm around them, even friends of mine that I love and care about, I want to tell them the next revelation God taught them, you know, a fresh revelation that God had given them. And the Lord would cause me to forget it in their presence. And when I leave, everything comes back. I started paying attention to what God was doing. They would have done more damage with the revelation. And I didn't think that way. Nobody ever taught me those things. I just watched the Holy Spirit. People that don't want to know God, the Holy Spirit, just like they run from the Holy Spirit, he draws back from them. He don't. To those who are receptive, the Holy Spirit will feed them. Those that are forward, he'll show himself forward. Those that are humble, he'll show himself powerful in their life. But those who are forward, he'll be forward just like them. Jesus came with a sword to divide the sheep and the goat, the tares and the wheat. His people from Satan's people, not light from darkness. He chose them. When we first met God, he chose the light. He said the light was good, and he rejected the darkness. As we grow, we gain the ability to receive the light and reject darkness. We grow in the things of God, and we resist the things of darkness, the things of Satan. And we get better at it over time. All we have to do is cooperate with God. Do what he said, do. It's easy. It's our heritage. God loves us. And he cares about us in every way there is. We don't have to live a miserly life, barely getting along, barely understanding God's word. Only understanding a little bit, never overcoming great problems in our life. That's not our heritage. But we're designed by God to do precisely what He does. And we can. We can go forward. We can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We have the ability. But we have to have the appetite for life. I get kind of sad when I see people not have an appetite for the love of God, even when they know it exists. Because I'm enjoying life on greater levels. And now we have another problem. People are abducting children. And raping them. Little children. There are witches out there. And they use abducted children in their sacrifices to Satan. And the church doesn't even, they don't have pray about it. We are powerful in Him. We can do all things through Christ. We can shut some stuff down. We don't have to let the Antichrist ruin everything. The Antichrist is just like the king of Assyria and Nebuchadnezzar. God's going to allow Satan to raise that joker up to get rid of people that love the world. The world is trying to stop the progress of life. They want to make it illegal for people to be godly, to be Christian people. That's his end game. The Battle of Armageddon, they want to stop Christ from coming. They're going out there to fight it, according to Revelation, where He's going to come and destroy. Things are not like they look. And you have to pay attention to the Lord to know how they really are. You have to trust what He sees. That's just how it is now. You can't go by appearance no more. Those days are gone. Now, there are some people that love God and they're true and they're faithful. But everything is not like it seems. And we need to know God. This is a day that we really need to know Him. And we need to understand Him. And we need to live in His presence. He loves us. And we need to go forward, not backwards. We need to do right, not wrong. And everything that we do for God counts. And everywhere we go in Him, all the things we see, we need to be looking at it with the eyes of heaven. We need a God's eye view, which comes from studying the Word of God with the intent to do it. We need His love. We need the knowledge of His love. We need to run to His love. We need to love everybody. Especially the people who do us wrong. If we can love them, we can love anybody. And we need to sincerely pray for them and desire to see them live and not die. Never desire somebody's punishment. Forgive them and go forward. Because if we don't forgive, we can lose what we've attained. People say you can't lose salvation. All you have to do to lose salvation is get enough forgiveness. And you can lose your whole, you can lose heaven itself. It's the love of God that makes the difference. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to mightily move in and throughout our lives. Till next time, remember, I love you. I truly love you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.